Halloween is the beginning of a two-month season in which candy floods into American homes. While sweets are fun, they can pose risks for pets. KYC's Dan Bross reports on a recent experience with a little-known ingredient in sugarless gum that's toxic to dogs.
My three Labrador retrievers run with me almost every day. They're far better athletes than I am, so when two of them suddenly fell off the pace while out training this summer, I knew something bad had happened. I coaxed one listless and panting and carried the other comatose and having seizures back to the car. A stressful drive into town and numerous cell phone calls connected me with a vet who was willing to see the dogs after hours.
I hate those calls. It was kind of late at night and you called and you were frantic. Your dog had just collapsed while running, and those are really scary.
That's Fairbanks veterinarian Christina Hansen. Hansen's a fairly recent graduate of the University of Illinois, home of the National Animal Poison Control Center. Hansen says an experience at the center helped her hone in on what was afflicting my dogs. She says she suspected the dogs were poisoned from ingesting xylitol, an alternative sweetener common in chewing gum that in dogs causes a rapid release of insulin and dramatic decrease in blood glucose.
I actually, as part of my classwork in vet school, sat in and listened to calls from the Poison Control Center and had a xylitol call when I was in vet school. So right away, I thought of it. And we did a little bit of blood work, and blood glucose was the only thing that was abnormal. It was very, very low. And in an adult dog, a large dog, there's really not a lot of things that would cause their sugar to be so low.
Dr. Hansen and assistants administered IVs to try to raise the dog's dangerously low blood sugar while I searched my car and found a half-eaten pack of sugarless gum under the seat. The dogs had likely eaten it while waiting in the car the previous day. The label confirmed Dr. Hansen's diagnosis. The Orbit brand gum contained xylitol.
Dogs absorb it. Sometimes within half an hour, they start to show decreases in their blood sugar. But, for instance, we think with your dogs, they probably ate the gum with the wrappers on them. And that can slow the absorption a lot, and there's a lot of people that think it can take up to 24 hours for that drop in blood sugar to start.
It took a day of treatments and testing, including for liver damage, a xylitol poisoning side effect that can also be deadly, but both of my dogs live to run again. It's still unknown exactly why xylitol, a natural sweetener, messes with dogs' blood sugar. But Dr. Hansen says it's best to keep gum and other sweets, including some toothpaste, away from dogs. She says other things to keep out of reach include chocolate, raisins, grapes, and macadamia nuts, which are also toxic to dogs. Wishing you and your pets a safe and happy Halloween. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.